yesterday over?
We can if you want. I'm just, I don't even remember what we did yesterday. What did we do yesterday? We were here yesterday. Not anything from yesterday. The yesod we put on yesterday, the Ramchal says it, the Falvavis already brings it, and we showed him that the yesurim. That a person doesn't really deserve brings reward that a person doesn't deserve. It enables a Kodesh Baruch to give us more than we deserve. It means this mishpat, hanogas hamishpat tzchavah inesh mida keneged mida, you'll get exactly what you deserve. Hanogas hayichud will give a person, enable the person to get more than what he deserves. You saw that he came out with yesterday. And we said that when a person's studying for a certain mikzor, so the closer it gets to finalizing, the harder the tests get. We said we saw that we'll see that in this generation there'll be yesurim like we've never seen before. We started this with Dr. Kim Chassidov Kachut Asara. Okay, so let's do this because we have to ask the question.
Good. Alright.
Oh, so we introduced, okay, let's just go this last year ago. We introduced the concept of Tzadik V'ra'al or Rosh V'Toivo, which is also another anhog of Mishpat. Mishpat says Tzadik V'Toivo, Rosh V'Ra'alo. How do we have a musag in the world of Tzadik V'Ra'al or Rosh V'Toivo? Al kochach nimtza shebematzav shel takbura sara. In this period, in this situation of takbura tzara, where the evil is mitgabering, yaitzes hanhoga migidre hamishpat u migidre schavoinish. Shai adarab harashoy matzlichim. We can't be functioning in the world of mishpat, because we see the rashoy maod mutzlach, rosh v'toivlo. Ulum asama tzadikim ma'inu mishpoilim. The tzadikim are struggling and battling. That's the opposite of Hanhoga Samishpat. Hanhoga Zur Nikra, Hanhoga Sayichud. That's Hanhoga Sayichud. Ki hi ze zu shemagale ki kola she techoilu bo'ilam b'meshe kol sheishas alfei ashonim hevi letachris achas v'yichidu ledveikas baruch hu. This final stage will bring to fruition the entire span of the creation, which will bring us to the one final purpose that this world has, and that's to have dveikus in Hashem, to have the relationship with God. Gam anogas hayichud lo tachul al ha'adam, elim ken yimotze b'chut ha'sar shel pagam v'chet. This is what we have to understand. Im lo magia li this yisurim b'chlal, so tell me, I'll give you yisurim you don't deserve in order to give you a reward you don't deserve. Tzad mischak. How do you give somebody a suffering? The law magielo doesn't have any. It's a law. You have to understand how that works. So he says, yeah, that there's no yusurim that comes unless there's some, even if it's microscopic, siba leze. Gabanok is a yichud lo tochul lo odem eleim ken yimotsu b'chut asaru shel pagam v'chet. Even in the world of Anogas Hayichud, you won't find a drip of suffering coming on a person unless there's some source for it. Shelo yitzu shiye odem asher lo yimotze bo afilu chut asaru shel chet lo yikabel shum yisurim boilo. Somebody who doesn't have even a chut asaru of chet, so then you can't have yisurim coming upon him. Oh. There's no person in the world who doesn't have some shemetz of chet. Therefore, the yisurim have place to land. Al chet kol duhu afilu dak min adak. That means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is medaktek al tzadikim kechut asara. That means the yisurim have where to land, even if the source is dak min adak. Of course, it's a complicated cheshbon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what each person deserves and how and where. Lord, we don't understand that. There's no yusurim that doesn't come unless there's some pre-existing cause for it, however slight, however minuscule, however each person on his level. What for me is considered slight for another person will be considered crude. You know, for a Godel B'Torah, one moment of Hesek Adas from Limud HaTorah might be considered Chutasara. For me, that wouldn't even be an issue. You know, one moment of Hesek Adas. Although we could find the one moment where there isn't Hesek Adas. I'm saying each person according to his darga. The Chutasara is going to depend on the person. So then, weiter Tzchav Oilesh. No, it's not. Im Chayte Shel Adam, who be Bechinas Chutasara, Vadem Mishum Kach, Kashe Boim Alev Yisurim, if the chet of the person is this Chutasara, so then Avada, when Yisurim come at a person, Reishis Alev Ledat, the Pashpesh Maisav. First of all, you have to check out your deeds. Levarev, Mawa Chet, She Beginu Hagio Alev Yisurim. What did I do? However minuscule it is, there's Yisurim coming out, there must be a cause. Alav lahatzdik esadin, shedono tovo elam. First of all, he has to know, zimagiyali. This is betzedek. Ki Yisurim eili vadeh magiyim lo bedin, val kach hu mevarech ezabroche, boch dain haemes. Yisurim eilu haim Yisurim shel ava. This is what's called Yisurim shel ava. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ohev oto v'rotze letet lo schar rav lamale me'erech avodoiso. Shemezer look at him and he says, how much schar can I give this guy? So hakol for everything he's done. Not that much. But I want to give him more. He loves you and it's like a son. You want to give him more. Aval lo magiyo lo more. So what does he do? He gives you this yusurim that comes on the back of chutasara, which is not really schar v'oinesh, because the yusurim you're getting are out of proportion to the chet that was done. Hashem goes and scrounges around and tries to find some siba to give you a patch. Why? So that he can give you a much bigger reward. He's now opened up the gateway to Anogas HaYichud. Once Anogas HaYichud's open, it can be for good as well. That's the principle. In the world of Hangos, Sambishpat, Schavo, Enesh, you're going to get what you deserve. You get reward you deserve, you get punishment you deserve. But Hashem wants to give us much more than that. Much more. And therefore, he'll find. This is called Kechut Asar. This is the principle of Medaktek Im Chisod of Kechut Asar. The Yisurim shall have, the Yisurim that come upon a person, even though Lomai said they don't really deserve them. But there is some speck of Avairiya, Chet. On the back of that Chet, Hashem will pile Yisurim. Why? Because he's now functioning in Hanogas HaYichud. Once Hanogas HaYichud opens, then Hashem give him all the reward that he wants to give him.
How does that solve the free handout problem?
It's not a free handout.
Why?
Because you paid for it with the Yisurim.
Yeah, but we only paid for it because we got it.
No. Whoa. Why you paid for a different story? It's not bread of shame, although that kasha never really ever goes away. Just be prepared. The kasha never really goes away. But the way we're explaining it here, the Chovis Lavovis, the kasha doesn't go away. The way we're explaining it, yeah, the kasha does go away a little bit. Because the reward you're getting in Shemaim is because of the Yisurim you got. There's a Musag that you get Tzchar for your mitzvahs, for your good deeds. You also get Tzchar for the Yisurim.
Disproportionate
Yisurim.
Yeah. Showing that we're
disproportionate. The Yisurim shall av. The Yisurim shall etzem lo magielacha. But in the getter of Kechut Asara, in the getter of Anogas HaYichud, where it's not Schavo Enesh, it's a different cheshbon completely. You know, you steal a little bit of chewing gum from the Makolet and you get 30 years hard labor. That's what we're talking about. Why? Because for the little good deed you did, tak, Hashem's going to give you 30 rivers of a parsam and daka. That seems that's what the word in Olam Haba is. What do you do with that? I don't know. What I'm going to do with 30 rivers of parsam and daka. That's That's what the Gemara says there, no? By Rabbi Yeshua ben Trach, by Rabbi Loza ben Pedas. That's what Hashem promised him. 15 rivers of a parsim and daka. Beautiful spot. Fun. Maybe you can trade it in for something else when you get the money. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it works up there. Okay, fine. But that's the vault. And we know that. We see that all the time. Come with the Yisurim, Magain, and give schar to a person to Lama Ba. Famous Hasidic joke, mice or whatever. Yeah, that came to the Rav, he came to the Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I've got so much suffering. I can't take it anymore, whatever. Please, take my suffering away. So Rebbe said, fine. Off he went that night and had a dream. He had a dream that he died and he was being brought before the Mishpat HaGadol. So there he's standing and they said, okay, bring in all his mitzvahs. This little tustus with the agalah at the back, you know, the white tustus with the agalah at the back comes roaring in, you know, and I unload his mitzvahs with one hand and off it goes. So then I bring in his aveiras, you know, in comes these big black, you know, 50 ton trucks, you know, like one after the other, one after the other, and they put them on the other side of the scale and the scale's sitting like this. And the guy's finished, he's shattered, you know, what's going to be? Anyway, in comes another truck. Like grey looking trucks, whatever, and they start unloading stuff onto the side of the mitzvahs. And he says to him, what's that? They said, that's all the Yisurim you had in this world. That goes on the side of the mitzvahs. And they're putting it on and putting it on, it's getting level or whatever, and it's just about to tip the scales, and that's it, there's no more. And he wakes up screaming, Hashem, please give me more Yisurim. it's a joke, it's a nice Hasidic joke, but the vault's a vault. Is the Yisurim we're having are not for nothing. First of all, they wipe out the Aveira. Second of all, they give us schar that you wouldn't have got otherwise. And having said all that, we don't understand anything. At the end of the day, we don't understand. But it does give meaning to some extent to the Yisurim that we have. We don't know, by the way, how to distinguish between the Yisurim Shemagia Lanu and the Yisurim that's coming back, like Hasara. Whenever we have Yisurim, we have to mepashpash from Isa. It's coming on the back of your Aveiras. Aval, that's the etzem adia, it's tzarech yin godl. It's a big chiddush, I'm not saying not. Aval, Hanogasa Yichud doesn't mean that whatever you do is fine and Hashem will forgive you, v'akol b'seder. That's not what Hanogasa Yichud means. There's Hanogasa Mishpat, there's Chavo Enesh. Hanogasa Yichud, whatever you did is fine because Hashem wanted it anyway. You know, Adam Rishon sinned, did Hashem want the Aveira? Yeah, in the end, that's what Hashem wanted. That's not our understanding of Hanogasa Yichud. Hanogasa Yichud is this. There's a separate Marechet that works in the world that doesn't function totally on the world of Mida Keneged Mida, of the world of Schavo Einish. It's a different Hanhoga Legam. We have to live in Hanogasa Mishpat and be aware and live with, to a certain extent, Hanogasa Yichud. But that's not our place, that's not our prime territory. Our prime territory is in Hanogasa Mishpat, Shulchan Aruch, Shari Tshuva. Yeah, that's where we live. That's where we live. Keshetim Tzalema, if you want, you can say, another way of expressing it, Hanogasa Mishpat, Hu Hanoga Bebechines Eved Shemakabel Esaroi Lo Mes HaMelech. Hanogasa Mishpat is you have an Eved and a Melech, and the Eved gets whatever he deserves from the Melech. Imoses Rotzon HaMelech, Rekabeles Kol HaNitzrach, Loi Min HaMelech. He does the Melech's bidding, and he's a good, loyal slave, then he'll get whatever he needs from the Melech. Chaskola Oiveral Rotzon HaMelech, Rekabel HaNashim Kashim. If he doesn't do his job faithfully, then he'll get terrible punishments. Lumezois Hanogasa Yichud Ubechines Bonim Atem LaShem Elokeichem. Bonim atem l'Hashem Elokeichem. Hashem's mezakas the mitzvah of Emel to learn Torah, even though there's one of these electric going on here. There's a schut. There's a schut. Makes the reward much bigger. Lumazois Hanogas Ayichinu beginnis body matem la Shevelokeichem. Zu an Hogge, Nisteres, Shein, Afrikan, Margishbo. There's another anhaga that we deal with people, and that's boni matem l'Hashem Elokeichem. You're not an eved of the Melech. You're the son of Hashem, and that's a hidden. We don't feel that. V'afal pi sheklap echutz nira adova ki yisurim kashim umarim. On the outside, it looks like this person's having terrible suffering. U'klap echutz nira ki ha'av noeg b'achzorias chas v'chelila klap ebnoi. You look at the father and you say, wow, you're cruel. Why are you treating your child like that? What's the matter with you? Get your act together. The son feels the love of the father. He knows what makes his father happy. He knows what upsets him. He understands that this is what's good for him. He knows that Hashem is about to wipe out all the evil from the world and bring the world to its total shleimus, and we'll have the final tikkun. This can only happen, he understands, this can only happen with this enormous increase of evil in the world. And therefore he's prepared to be a partner in this plan. Therefore he's makabel the yisurim ba'ava, because he knows there's a purpose to these yisurim. It's not stam. It's not a cruel father who's got nothing to do with his anger. So he takes it out on his kids. No. They have to know the language of Yisurim is a very hidden and deep language. It's not the normal language we used to hear it. Afilo malachim einu mevinim oiso. Even the malachim don't understand the language of Yisurim. Raka kodesh baruch hu ubonav chavivav mevinim safazu. Only a kodesh baruch hu and his beloved children understand this language. Huh? You see now? Yehudi yodeh ki achrei kichloi sakol hu bono yechidu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the end of the day, a Jew knows that he's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's only child. Hu tachlis abriya kuloi. The whole world was created for me. Kol oilo lo nivro ele bishviloi. Ve'im kain lo yitochen ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu yabed es oilomo lagamre. Therefore, there's no way Hashem's going to wipe me out lagamre. Ye matzova sheyeh sov sosh bishviloi boro HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zoilom. Whatever the situation is, however it looks like there's no hope, at the end of the day, Kol Shbok created the world for me. Therefore, the Yisuri must be for my good, like everything else in the world is for my good. A Jew understands the hidden language of Yisuri that Hashem's talking to him with. You can't speak these words. You can't get up and speak this. This is completely against Hanogas HaMishpat, and you can never go against Hanogas HaMishpat. Where's this language used in the Cheder Yichud that every Jew has, the private space that every Jew has with Hashem? Menat Yisuruf Shel Yehudi Hu Cheder Yichud Sheloi Im HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Yisurim that a Jew has is the Cheder Yichud, that's the private space that you have with Hashem. No one else is allowed in there. U'b'cheder zeh medabrim el Yehudi b'lechisha mipeh lo'izah. Yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks with his mouth into the ear of a Jew. Why are you getting these Yisurim? Because I'm a dakdek with you, kechut asara. Oh, see how much I must love you? Hasevel sheyesh lo moire ki yesh schal poiloscho veyesh tikvelach yichos. The suffering you're getting indicates that you're worth something. That there's a hope. If the father doesn't bother with the child anymore, how does the child feel?
Not good.
Oh. And the one kid sitting at the table and he doesn't cut his meat properly or whatever, he gets a punch from his father. There's another kid sitting at the table and he's eating with his fingers and he's spilling food all over and he's making guns of mess and the father doesn't even notice him. What's going on here? The one kid Hashem's given up, the father's given up already. The Ein Malasoti retarded, maybe he's got a problem, I don't know. This other kid, he's going to take over the business. He's going to be the heir to the throne. He has to learn how to behave properly. Hashem doesn't give us Yusurim Shalom. It's all there for our good. Hashem is Barak Mavakesh Mikol Yehudi. It was a very personal request. All of it. Oysa Bakashi Shubikesh Avram Avinu Lifakeda. Chazal Tziyal, that before Kodesh Baruch Hu presented Avram Avinu with the Nisoyin of the Akeda, he said to him, Bavakasha Mimcho, I'm asking you, I'm pleading with you. Oymed Le Ben Nisoyin Ze, please pass this test. So that the world, people shouldn't say, the non-test that Hashem gave Avraham Avinu for weren't worth anything. If he doesn't pass the Akedah, then people will say, the first non-tests he had were garnished, they weren't worth anything. It's something to be understood how you could say that. Jumping into the fires of Ulkastim, Lech Lecha, that's all nothing. And we know that if Avraham Avinu had not passed the Akedah, the other tests would have been worth nothing. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is asking us. I'm asking you, Yankel, I'm asking you, Shmerele, please pass this test. Stand this Yisurim. Yidden have been through terrible Yisurim. 2,000 years of Golus, we've had our share of Yisurim. About there's an increase, a uprising of evil in the world that we've never seen before. Hayisurim aboyim aleinu albonav chavivav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaychim heim lehanogas hayichud lebechinas tzadik v'ralo. The Yisurim, the suffering that we see in the world today, yishaych ton hogas hayichud tzadik v'ralo sof sof ha'amcha kulam tzadikim afilu poish yisrael ma'aleh mitzvahs kirimon. Even getting that are full of aveiros. And we suffering? The way that the Rishayim is look at what a wonderful time they're having. I don't know what the statistics are of the machale in the world today amongst the goyim and the yidden, but I know a few years ago in America, the proportion of Jews that got the machale compared to the goyim was out of proportion completely. It was totally out of proportion. I don't know what it is today. I haven't seen latest statistics, but I guess it's the same. Why is there a much higher percentage? They'll tell you it's because of the way we eat, the way we live, whatever. We're not talking loshen mashug goyim here. We're talking about b'nei ma'amini. We understand. I call mishamai. We know yidden have it much harder today. No, not loshen. Those that don't have panosa problems have other problems. Those that don't have other problems have panosa problems. The diseases you hear about, the suffering you hear about today. Young boys, Rahman Islam, having strokes. Boy have a stroke. 18, 17 year old boy has a stroke. When did he have a young Muslim? They told me to learn from the yeshiva year a while ago. In all those, whatever, he's married, he's got a kid already. Wakes up one morning paralyzed from the neck down. It's a virus. Who ever heard of stuff like this? You ever heard of a person waking up paralyzed from the neck down? On and on. You don't go a day without hearing Yisurim story about this. That's Hanukkah Sayyichud. That Orav Ram told me when I phoned to speak to him, he was already out of the paralysis. He was already in Shikum already. Baruch Hashem, he can walk. He had to learn to walk again. But he told me he understood as it happened, why it happened, and what a coach Baruch was telling him. He realized it. He said the minute he realized that, things started getting better. They told him 2 months before he'd even start getting feeling, he walked after 3 weeks. Doctor said they've never seen anything like that. steak, I fish steak. But he understood. It's not just stuff. This is a Kosh Bohu telling him, hey. לנסיון זה שולמעלה מגדרי המשפט. דיינו סבל ויסורים קשים ומרים. This is nothing to do with the gidra of mishpat. This is yisurim way above. והכל כדי לקבל אחר כך שכר עצום ורב. It's in order to get much more reward. The same as HaKadosh Baruch Hu raises up the Rishoyim very hard. Why? In order that when he drops them very, very hard. You'll see that. You'll see that the Rishoyim will always mitkabe. Hitler, Yamach Shmoy, ruled the world. Saddam Hussein, phew, the whole world was terrified of Saddam Hussein. Look, Hashem lifted him up. They took the whole American army. And in the end, where did they find him? He was a nothing. It was a nothing. Did anybody even notice that they hung him, they killed him, and even made the news? Now they're finding out in a hole in the ground, like a rat. So why don't you just make him into a rat straight away? No, I'm going to lift you up to the top of the sky, and then I'm going to dump you from there. So Hashem does it in a show. With us, it's the exact opposite. He gives us terrible yusurim. Why? In order to be able to lift us up very, very high. וכך אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא, רק אם תעמוד בניסיון זה איך לתת לך את מה שבאמס ברצוני לתת לך. What I want to give you, I want to give you more than you could ever earn. But I can't do that because הנהגת המשפט says I can't. Therefore, there's another הנהגת הנהגת היחוד which will allow me to give you more ייסורים than you deserve. You deserve something, but not as much. And that will open up the gateways for more what I really want to give you. אך מדרגס הקבע עצומה של להסענג אל השם ולענס מזיו שכינוסוי אוכל לתת לך רק אם תעמוד לי בנסוין זה. The awesome levels of הסענג אל השם ולענס מזיו שכינוסוי, which is what I really want to give you, the enormous joy of just being me, that I can only give you if you stand this נסוין. שולמעלה מגדרה אינש ושכה. This is another world, there's nothing to do with שכה ואינש. רק אז אוכל לקיים מסתכליס בריאה אילם כביוכל. And only then can I fulfill the purpose of the בריאה. The purpose of the בריאה is not a world of שכר ועונש. Because what I have to give you is much greater than you'll ever earn. Therefore I have to run the world in הנהגת המשפט to bring the world to its final תכליס. And therefore before we get there, we're going to see an enormous increase in evil and suffering in the world. And on the back of that will become the enormous שכר and kirva that we left to HaKadosh Baruch Hu if we stand the Nisoy. Nisht poshut. Nisht poshut.
Rabbi Shabbat. Rabbi Shabbat, you say he is like an example of Einish.
I don't know enough about Eov. I don't know enough about it. I haven't studied it, but Eov, I don't know.
Would it be an idea to learn?